This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Podal issued ordinance on cooperatives to solve problems seen in cooperative sector. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the government is aware of attempts to undermine Nepal's international image. 10-member committee formed to prepare directive to care children with autism. And at least 179 people killed in South Korea as Jeju airplane crashes on landing. President Ramchandra Podal has issued an ordinance related to cooperatives to address the problems seen in the cooperative sector. The Office of the President said President Podal issued the ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to cooperatives 2024 on the recommendation of the government. The government brought the ordinance as the parliament was currently not in session. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stated that the government is aware of attempts to undermine Nepal's relations with its neighbours and its international image. Speaking at a program organised by the CPN-UML in Persa today, the Prime Minister and the CPN-UML chair emphasised that Nepal was progressing through collaboration and mutual respect with its immediate neighbours and other friendly nations. On a separate note, Prime Minister Oli reaffirmed the government's commitment to bringing positive changes to the lives of the people. He also highlighted that the government had been prioritizing projects that directly impact the well-being of the citizens. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podal has formed a 10-member committee for preparing a directive to care children with autism. The committee, formed under the coordination of Dr. Deepak Prakash Mahara, will study the measures for preventing the autism and suggest the matters to incorporate in the health sector. Likewise, Health Minister's spokesperson, Dr. Prakash Budathoki, said the committee will also prepare a draft for collaborating with the NGOs, ANGOs and development partners working to prevent autism. According to the population census of Nepal 2021, there are nearly 5,000 people suffering from autism. But World Health Organization WHO has estimated the autism cases of Nepal to be at around 300,000. Members of the House of Representatives have stressed the need for effective implementation of the Prevention of Corruption Act 2002. Speaking at an interaction organized by the Transparency International Nepal in Kathmandu today, the MPs called for proper enforcement of Anti-Corruption Act for civic peace, happiness and economic growth. The lawmakers viewed that combined efforts are needed to address the gaps in the enforcement of Act. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podal had said the government is preparing to introduce a legal mechanism for alternative development financing. During a discussion with the officials of the Finance Ministry today, Finance Minister Podal stated that a new bill was being prepared to explore new and alternative financial resources. Minister Podal argued that meeting people's aspirations for development and managing the nation's fiscal status was challenging from the traditional financing sources. The Commission for the Investigation of the Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a charge suit against Mohan Bahadur Basnet, mayor of Nagarjun municipality in Kathmandu. Two separate cases of corruption and money laundering were registered against Mayor Basnet at the special court today. CIAA, in the case, has demanded the recovery of 92.2 million rupees for the alleged corruption, while 131.2 million rupees for the money laundering case. Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, has stressed the need for transforming the historical opportunity of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal into achieving during the course of moving forward. The executive chairperson's remark came during a program organized to hand over office and extend best wishes to the newly elected working committee of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, Radio Nepal chapter today. Executive chairperson Dr. Bista urged all the concerned ones to work towards producing people-centric content in a visible and result-oriented manner to fulfill the essence of public service broadcasting. President of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, Nirmala Sharma, said the Federation is ready to assist the public service broadcasting Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekesa.
Karma TV, henus, internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data, chalaunus, sajilota, ekesa.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabakura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. Naya chadan garna, tatha marmat garna. Gharmai basi basi, 198 dial gare puksa.
Nepal Telecom. Rastriko Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepal diaspora has expressed its commitments to utilizing their skills and capital for economic development of Nepal. During a two-day first international convention of the United Nepali Diaspora Organization in Kathmandu, representatives from various nations vowed to unite Nepali diaspora across the world and to deliver for the cause of Nepal and Nepali people. Non-resident Nepali Association NRNA former president Sesh Gali advised the government to ensure the investment-friendly atmosphere targeting the Nepali diaspora. Organization president Sonam Lama called on the government to encourage Nepali diaspora for contributing to a sustainable development of the motherland. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 179 people have been killed after a passenger plane skidded and crashed while trying to land at Muan International Airport in South Korea in one of the country's worst aviation disasters. According to Al Jazeera, the accident occurred on Sunday at 9:03 a.m. local time as the Jeju Air flight carrying 175 passengers and 6 crew from the Thai capital Bangkok landed at Muan International Airport, about 180 miles southwest of the capital Seoul. The National Fire Agency confirmed that 179 people, 85 women, 84 men and 10 others whose genders weren't immediately identifiable have been killed and 2 people have been rescued, both crew members. The crash is believed to have been caused by contact with birds, resulting in malfunctioning landing gear as the plane attempted to land at the airport. Footage from the scene shows the plane coming off the runway and crashing into a wall before bursting into flames. The South Korean government has declared 7 days of national mourning over the plane crash. Most of the passengers on board were South Koreans, with the exception of 2 Thai nationals. Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to the president of neighboring Azerbaijan over the downing of a commercial airline in Russian airspace in which 38 people were killed, but he stopped short of saying Russia was responsible. According to the BBC, in his first comments on the Christmas Day crash, Putin said the tragic incident had occurred when Russian air defense systems were repelling Ukrainian drones. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia must stop spreading disinformation about the strike. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the possibility of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podil issued ordinance on cooperatives to solve problems seen in cooperative sector. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the government is aware of attempts to undermine Nepal's international image. 10-member committee formed to prepare a directive to cure children with autism. And at least 179 people killed in South Korea as Jeju airplane crashes on landing. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.